It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tuesday to you. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. 850-437-1620 is the number to call, to text. If you have a question, because yes, you are listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Good morning.
Good morning. It is great to be back.
Welcome back.
Oh, it is. You know, it's always kind of good to get back home.
Okay,
it
yes,
really
it is.
And so,
we might have gotten into a little bit of trouble last week without you on the Garden Line.
Trouble?
We had trouble?
Impossible.
Me?
No, not with
and
you.
Trouble? No. What is that? That's not a combination. we had a lot of fun. Paul Logsdon and Carol Lord, they came in and hung out with me.
Those are two experts. I'm sure they answered every question.
They did a wonderful job. So major shout out to them and thank them again and again for helping. And of course, that's not going to be the last that we hear from them. But we missed you very much.
You went to
California.
I did go to California and had a very, very good time. Took a granddaughter and my wife, Mary Ellen, went, of course, and had a good time. Saw a lot of different things, and it's a different way of life in California.
That's such a nice way to say it. I'm so proud of you.
Well, no, it is. It's it really is. If nothing else, just the difference is traffic. I will never again complain about driving from my house to the mall, ever. It is just
where
amazing.
Are all those people coming from? Where are they going?
I don't know. I don't know. You fly in, of course, over the mountains, and you kind of come into L.A., and you look at them. Literally, what I would say, millions of homes, you know, and you
and they're
wonder,
just like all next to each other.
Jammed together, you know, say, what do those folks do?
They sit in traffic.
But they do. But it's a very busy place, but it's a very interesting place. I thought it might be kind of fun, just for a second here, but as we start, to kind of look and kind of compare some from a horticulture, from a Garden Line standpoint, some of the California plants and such to what we have here. And I would encourage anybody, well, of course, we want anybody who has any gardening question at all to give us a shout, a text, or a call, or whatever. But if you have ever lived and gardened in Southern California, I'm going to say a few things and react to that. Let me know what if I'm saying is correct and what you have might to add. First thing I will say this about Southern California. We went up to near the Hollywood sign. You know, if you always see it, the big white letters up
yes,
there.
Yes, by the observatory.
Yeah, we kind of walked up there, by the observatory.
It's so beautiful.
And it's so beautiful. There you see the skyline of skyline of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you right now, I understand more now about the wildfires in California. The shrubbery there, up as you walk up to the Hollywood sign, is dry and brittle, and it's dusty, and you can just see where it's a fire hazard, a fire getting ready to happen.
It really is.
And it's just a tragedy what is happening throughout California with all those wildfires.
Plus the droughts, too.
Oh, they are. An extreme drought. And, of course, it's an arid-type situation anyway. I looked at their soil, the dusty soil. I kind of looked it up. And, you know, we always talk on the Garden Line about trying to grow centipede and St. Augustine grass, and we have a pH of – we want a pH of around 6. If it's around 6, we can grow St. Augustine. If it's a little lower, our azaleas and camellias and centipede grass do better. Well, their pH is 7.5 to 8, sometimes to 9. Totally different than what we have here in Pensacola. Really kind of the opposite soil of what we have here. And they grow some things that you know are going to grow in that type of environment. But you know what, Jenna? I looked around. I wanted to find plants that I knew, because a lot of them I did not know. I found a lot of boxwood, believe it or not.
Ooh.
A lot. You know what? The Agapanthus and right, yes. Right along the water, right there in Santa Monica, was in the same state of bloom as ours here.
Yes.
They had just about had it, they, you know, ready to prune off. But the Agapanthus was everywhere. I saw a lot of Raphaeolyptus, Indian hawthorn,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
that we love to grow here or have loved in the past, that has got the leaf spot. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's, I don't want to say it's one you can't solve, but we really haven't been able to solve that particular plant, which goes back to the old red top, which got the same thing. We don't even grow anymore because we can't solve the leaf spot problem. But they had the same problem. They were having the same leaf spot problem on their Raphaeolyptus as we were having here. But one plant out there that was that we grow here as a tropical plant is the bougainvillea. It was everywhere, Jenna. The red bougainvillea all over homes, over trees, over fences. It was just absolutely gorgeous. But you know, we all want color in our yards here in Pensacola, and we know
yes.
what to do because we have talked about it here on the Garden Line many times. But they grow succulents. That's what they grow for their gardening.
Oh, so
for their
so
color.
Beautiful.
Their colors, you know, the browns and the greens and the bronzes. And they grow a lot of the succulents that we are familiar with here, like calanchos and jade plants and the agave. And they had a lot of pencil cactus. That's a euphorbia, but some people call it a sticks on fire. But they had just a ton of that, especially in their commercial businesses where they have a little planter. But what they did have was the palm trees. Beautiful palm trees, Mexican fan palms, king palms, queen palms, and of course they had pygmy date palms and pinto palms and Mediterranean fan palms, many of which will grow here.
Mm-hmm.
Many of which will grow here. But that's sort of the iconic look of Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
You drive down Ocean Boulevard right
yep.
there in Santa Monica is the tall,
those tall,
gorgeous.
You wonder,
gorgeous
like, how
palm.
Are you still standing?
Yeah, exactly.
See, well, you hear like Elton John playing in the background. They're still standing. They're so tall and skinny, and it's like you're going to reach heaven. You know, there's this one, and I found the name for it actually is a cool name, but it's a succulent that they use a lot for ground cover out in California,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like little like inchworms coming out of the ground.
Right.
They're called the Live Forevers.
Right.
And they literally just don't die because they're good in droughts. You rain on them and get a lot of water, and then they're good again. They don't ever die. I think like the other word is like a Dudleya.
Okay.
But yeah, they look like they just look like inchworms coming out of the ground or like pea pods.
Well, they do those succulents, as we all know, because a succulent, of course, is a plant that kind of stores water either in mm-hmm. its roots or its leaves or whatever. And that's why they do that, because they are in such a drought and they don't have a lot of rain, never have anyway.
Right.
And so it's a great plant, but they've done some beautiful things with that. One thing I did find, I was going to ask our audience if somebody knows about this. I looked and there wasn't much turf. There wasn't much grass. Matter of fact, I saw some artificial grass.
Did you see any dollar weed lawns?
Not a one.
Really?
Not, I looked. I knew we were going to talk about that.
Okay.
And I did
Paul
not see
wants to
a
know.
One. Okay. No, I did not see a one. But a couple of the lawns that I did see, they had Bermuda grass, which of course grows
yeah.
here. It's a great golf course grass. We grow Bermuda grass in our area. I have a good friend over in Cordova Park that has one of the most gorgeous Bermuda lawns I've seen. It's beautiful. It mows it very low, keeps it fertilized, does good. But here's some of the grasses in California. Now, if you live in California and you know about these grasses, you got to talk to us this morning about, ready for this, a lawn made out of sand dune sedge, California bent grass. Now, bent grass is a grass that is used on golf courses a lot all over the country, bent grass. Let's see, buffalo grass. Okay.
Oh, I've never heard of that one.
Don't know much about buffalo grass for a lawn. And of course, like I say, Bermuda grass. So
yeah.
there are different lawns out there. And it's just really fascinating to go into a different, totally different area that, as I said originally, is almost the opposite of the climate we have here in Pensacola.
Oh,
they
yeah.
are arid, they are dry, they have high pHs. We are wet. We have temperatures.
Very moist, yes.
And we get cold. We get hot. I prefer ours. I prefer our climate. I enjoy the rain. I'm glad we have rain.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I did see it rained yesterday in California, somewhere on the coast, like in L.A. area. So that's good for them. I'm glad.
It is good for them, but I got to tell you this. This is if you are a weatherman or a weatherwoman on television in Los Angeles, you must have the easiest job in the world. Because I watched the weather, and for the next 5 or 6 or 7 days, it was it's going to be high 60s at night. It's going to be high 70s, low 80s in the day. And it's not going to rain.
And you just stay that way.
Any other questions?
Easy job.
Easy job.
I'm just saying. But I will tell you, when we were there, so we stayed in Santa Monica too. Like, and we had been in Arizona and Utah, and it was so hot and dry everywhere. And I was like, for sure, going to turn into a raisin. We got to Santa Monica. We're so like looking forward. We're going to get to the water. It's going to be beautiful. It rained the whole day, the first day we were there. Oh, I'm not
Did
even
it
joking.
Really?
Yes,
oh,
and that
no.
was just a month ago.
Yeah.
So I'm very glad that you got some good weather. I mean, Orange County area was super green. I don't know if you made your way down that way. It's about 55 minutes
right.
South.
Right.
But yeah, it was perfectly sunny there. But then you looked like over in LA and it was raining. So you just never know. But yeah, for the most part, after that, like after that day, it was like just like 20 days of sunny weather. So
exactly.
Good for them for probably
for
making
them.
The big bucks to
anyway,
say the sun's going to
shine.
We
had a great time in California. Met some nice people there. The people are great. And interesting place to live. Interesting place to live.
I
was glad to get back to our beaches.
Oh, we definitely still have the most beautiful
clean
beaches.
I
will say very clean. Hey, if you have a question, please feel free to text in or you can call 850-437-1620. This is the Garden Line. We're getting an update from Mike on his trip. He went out west and realized it's better here, so he ran back to Pensacola.
So glad to be home. Exactly.
And we're glad to have you. So please, you're welcome into the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Looking for a local tire shop that you can trust? In Pensacola, that place is Tire Trust, downtown on the corner of Gregory and Balin. Tire Trust has been taking care of people in the Pensacola area for over 24 years with premium brands like Michelin, Continental, and Toyo tires, as well as budget-friendly brands that you know. Tire Trust prides themselves on quality service. Tire Trust, more than a tire store, they're a full-service shop taking care of all your automotive needs. For service you can trust, put your trust in Tire Trust.
Tuesday nights in the summer are reserved for Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Every Tuesday night at 7, there's a new band at the Gulfside Pavilion playing live music just for you. This week, the Knee Deep Band takes the stage. This five-piece plays classic rock, reggae, blues, funk, pop, oldies, and Motown. Bring a lawn chair or a blanket, but don't bring any pets or glass. We'll have Buffalo Rock Pepsi at the Cat Country Tent. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
He knows the news. He considers the facts. He tells you what he thinks. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
With the pandemic, with the competition from unemployment insurance or from people just not wanting to work or from, yeah, you pick it. A lot of people are still looking to find workers. You know the experience is, you know, you go out to eat and the service is mediocre and you're like, well, they're probably doing the best they can.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Show the world what I want.
Welcome back to the Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or call if you have a question or if you'd like to share your pictures with us. Catherine's got a pretty, is that a pepper? She's sharing, or is that a very long tomato? Let's see. Oh, it is. That's a first San Marzano tomato this year. Yeah. Catherine shared. That's a big tomato.
Yes, those are good. Yeah, tomatoes, of course, most of them are beginning just about to have had it with the heat. The cherry tomatoes are still going crazy. People are just picking hundreds of them off their plants, and so they're good. But what you want to remember is, if you really are a tomato grower, that if you're, and especially if you're going to start from seed or small transplants inside or in a greenhouse or even outside, now's the time to do that. Believe it or not, as we get into August, you've got to get those tomatoes going so that they grow, they bloom, they produce before we have the first frost. So it seems a little weird to be talking about let's replant tomatoes in August, but you can do that. There's no doubt about it. And you need to kind of keep that in mind, because you don't want to wait too late. You don't want to get in mid to late September and start saying, oh, I think I'll plant some tomato plants and have plants of small ones and have it not work.
Well, so you start now to prepare for next year.
Oh, there's no question. And this isn't for next year. This is for the fall.
Oh, for the fall.
Exactly.
For the fall crop. Okay.
Right. Yeah, and there's some other vegetables, too, while we kind of got on that one can plant in the hot weather that, you know, in late July, or really mid-July probably would be best, but late July, okra. Okra is a hardy plant. It really is. It's a native to tropical Africa. And if you're going to make some gumbo this winter, you can certainly grow some okra. You can grow eggplant. Eggplant is a good one to grow. Some of your legumes are good, like purple hull peas. You ever have purple hull peas?
Purple hull peas.
Purple hull, H-U-L-L.
Purple hull.
Because they have...
You
the
eat
hull.
Them?
Oh, gosh, yes. Purple hull peas.
Wait, is Crowder. It the long purple bean?
Yeah. Well, it's some of those long purple beans are kind of a novelty. This isn't quite as long, but
my mother-in-law can grow those.
But it does have that coloration. And you got Crowder peas, cream peas, black-eyed peas.
Love black-eyed peas.
Those are good. Your peppers will do good. Now, your bell peppers in this heat are not going to do that great, but you can plant some of your other, you know, sweet banana peppers and that type of thing. Those are good. And, of course, we talked about the tomatoes. You've kind of got to start those. But your cantaloupe and your pumpkin and your watermelon, you can grow some of those if you've got some nice transplants and put them in the ground. Be careful with some of those vining plants. They'll take over. But they are so much fun. Pumpkins, for example, are so much fun for kids.
I've always wanted to grow my own pumpkins. It
you can
feels
do that.
Like so
it's
satisfying.
Not hard.
Really?
It's not hard to do. No, you can do that.
You need a lot of sun, though, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, it's funny you mentioned that, because really all these vegetables, I read an article the other day about what are some of the problems folks have with their vegetable garden. And, of course, the number one was not enough light. We all sometimes kid ourselves, me included, where we say, well, you know, I almost have enough light. I get 6 hours of sunlight a day. I may get 7. 100% sun is the ideal situation. Same way for lawn grasses. The full sun is still the best way to go. It really is.
So with the pumpkin, I have enough. I would have to grow them in my front yard, though, because the front yard has more sun than the backyard. Should we be those people that grow things in their front yard?
Yeah, but you've got kids in the front yard, too.
Yeah, they are in the front yard. We were just talking about this earlier.
That's right.
You have this whole, like, manicured backyard with the trampoline and a swing, and they want to run through the front yard where
that's
there's
right.
nothing.
Oh, absolutely. That's the way it is.
They enjoy the grass. Hey, I will tell you, my roses are still blooming a ton, too. Like, they won't stop. They just keep blooming, and they're just popping all over the place.
Are those your knockout roses?
Yes.
Yeah, the knockout roses really are pretty. There was some out there in California, too. But the knockout roses are great. One thing about the knockout roses that I find interesting is on a lot of plants that bloom And when the bloom has had it, it's spent, you're not enjoying it anymore, you deadhead it. You kind of pinch off back behind the bloom. The books will tell you that you really should not do that. Or you, let's put it this way. You really don't have to do that on knockout roses because they are what they call self-cleaning. And they're just going to fall off and the new blossoms are going to come. But a lot of people who have a knockout rose, say in a container on their patio, and it's where what everybody sees
right.
when they come and go, they'll go ahead and deadhead it anyway just because those dead blossoms are not very pretty. But you're right. You know, the knockout roses are going crazy.
They're pretty.
But don't forget two things about those knockouts. Continue to fertilize them once a month, once every 30 days with a good slow-release rose fertilizer. And if you can, and we've talked about this a lot, I want to talk about it a little bit more later, water from the bottom.
Yeah.
Water from the bottom because
it's hard sometimes with a sprinkler system.
It is. And you know, one other thing, a third thing really that comes to mind that I think you need to realize on some of these plants that are, that get the leaf spot and that type of thing is don't crowd them. Don't put a bunch of plants all around them. They love that airflow. They love that airflow coming through. And that sometime will stop or at least slow down.
They get suffocated.
Any okay. spots you get on them.
Okay, exactly. Very cool. Hey, we got to take another quick break here, 850-437-1620. Have some questions coming in. We will be sure to get to them here on the Garden Line.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers. Now you can get the big green egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
If there's one place you don't want to get rushed, it's when you're at the doctor. Quality time is the key to quality health care. With VIP care, it's not an in-and-out 15-minute once-over in the exam room. You get time with your doctor to get the best treatment. And VIP care is all about prevention, too. They want to help you get healthy and stay healthy. You really are a VIP.
Better health. It's about time.
VIP care.
In Pensacola on Davis Highway, Fine Forest Road, and Mobile Highway. In Milton on Caroline Street.
Pensacola State College is offering free money. That's right, free money for the fall semester. PSC received federal relief grant dollars for eligible current and future part-time and full-time PSC students to use for tuition, books, housing, utilities, transportation, childcare, food, and much more. This is not a loan. These grant dollars do not have to be repaid. To apply, go to pensacolastate.edu/cares. But hurry, fall classes start August 16th. Pensacola State College. Go here, get there.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Humane Society will collect pet supplies and food this coming Saturday at Everman Natural Food on West Garden. Marcus Point presents A Sportsman's Night Out, Thursday, August 5th, featuring Bassmaster Clay Dyer. Demos, prizes, and barbecue. Tickets are just $5, available at Marcus Point. Find all details at PensacolaChurch.org. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Admit you love me, and so how am I ever to know? You always tell me perhaps
you're just tuning in.
That was Doris Day,
one of my favorite humans ever to exist on the planet.
I wonder how many of our young people listening to the show today know who Doris Day is.
Actually, yes. Please tell, if you can tell me that, you win nothing except for how proud I am of you, but 850-437-1620 if you know who Doris Day is, and if you can name one of her movies or one of her songs. One of the best singers and actresses of all time, by the way. Anyways.
Well, I think, I may be wrong, I'm going to have to look this up, but if memory serves me correctly, Jackson and Perkins Roses has a rose call the Doris Day.
Oh, we're looking that up.
We got to look that up. I think I'm right. They have all kind of movie stars and such who they name their roses after, and I think Doris Day may be one of them.
The Doris Day Rosary. Yes, it's yellow.
Because, that's right. Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. There is a movie, and now I'm just blanking on it, and I know if my mom is listening, 850-437-1620. It's one of my favorite movies, and it's about when Doris Day is married to a hypochondriac. And she's like trying to come in and out of her house, and she falls into a rose bush.
I know what to buy you for Christmas now, dude. I'm going to get you a Doris.
I have one. I have one.
You have a Doris Day rose?
I have one.
Really?
Yes, I do. My sister bought it for me. That's how big of a Doris Day fan I am. Okay, Mark, do you like Doris Day?
Okay, sarah, sarah.
Yay! All right, Mark, good morning, sir. You got it.
That's perfect. Who cares about the news? Mark likes Doris Day.
I'll sing for you next.
Oh, yes.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The special House committee chosen to investigate the riot at the Capitol in January is holding its first hearing. It's chaired by Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson.
We're going to be guided solely by the facts. The facts of what happened on January 6th in the run up to that tragic day and what has taken place since.
Today's witnesses are police officers attacked that day. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy withdrew his picks for the committee when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejected two.
Speaker Pelosi will only pick on people onto the committee that will ask the questions she wants asked.
She did put two Republicans on the committee, Liz Cheney from Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger from Illinois. The Olympics gold medal in women's team gymnastics goes to Russia. Team USA takes silver after four-time gold medal winner Simone Biles drops out, saying she's not injured except for her pride and needs to focus on her mental health. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. It's 85 and partly sunny. I'm Mark Jacobs. Attorney General Ashley Moody says scammers may attempt to target recipients of the child tax credit payments. Eligible parents have begun receiving that monthly advance payment on the child tax credit as part of the American Rescue Plan. Estimated 36 million families continuing to receive payments from the IRS of up to $300 per child per month. A Pensacola man wanted on charges related to an assault with a rifle at a local hotel in June, arrested, and he had drugs, and a gun on him at the time. Escambia County Sheriff's Office says 32-year-old Keith Toler was arrested Sunday after deputies were called to a disturbance on Michigan Avenue. He was already wanted in an incident at the Quality Inn on New Warrington, where he allegedly kicked in a hotel room door, threatened and assaulted the people in the room with a rifle. When deputies found him Sunday, he had a bag with numerous drugs along with a handgun. He's being held without bond. Presented by the Leavenworth team with Levin Rinke Realty. Ready to sell your home? Contact the Leavenworth team with Levin Rinke Realty today.
We will see a chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Overall, about a 40% chance that you'll be picking up some rain. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies. Temperatures warming near 93 degrees in the afternoon, but feeling more like 105. From the First Morning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
85 in Pensacola, 88 in Gulf Breeze. It's 87 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Stocks are lower. The Dow Industrial's down 164 at 34,979. The NASDAQ's down a sharp 173. The S&P 500 off 25. Pfizer and Moderna are expanding the size of their vaccine trials for children 5 to 11 years old, seeking to better detect very rare heart issues among those vaccinated. The vaccine makers are increasing the number of children enrolled in their studies at the prompting of the FDA. Tesla's quarterly profit topped $1 billion for the first time in the company's history, and its sales nearly doubled, zooming past Wall Street expectations. But limited battery supply and the ongoing chip shortage crimped the Silicon Valley electric car maker's output and forced it to delay the launch of its commercial truck. Beyond Meat says toppings, including Beyond Italian-style sausage and Beyond Beef crumbles, have become a permanent part of the Pizza Hut delivery menu in the UK. The Beyond Meat items went through a trial period at select locations last year. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
July the 27th, 1968, in Plaza Ferdinand VII in downtown Pensacola, this is News Radio 1620. This morning's news includes a carryover ceremony from last evening, a session which drew a small but enthusiastic audience to witness the unveiling of the bust of Florida's first governor, Andrew Jackson. The event, sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce, was technically the result of much work done by H.W. Pete Alcott, the communications director for Gulf Power Company. Alcott, a longtime Jackson advocate, told your reporter that he felt the city had been remiss in not recognizing the many things that Jackson did in and for this area from 1814 to his tenure as governor in 1821. The bust was paid for by individual subscriptions, several from our manufacturing industries and utility firms. The sculptor, set on a suitable pedestal, faces north and sits below handsome trees. Jackson's likeness now will share the plaza with the obelisk and bust of Colonel William D. Chipley. These two men are the only historical figures thus far honored by the city. Mr. Alcott says that he has hopes that the city may pay for a future honor to Jackson by linking with the annual Jackson Day dinner, which is held each year in Washington.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Who will I be pretty? Who will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see.
You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I feel like I need to mellow myself out a little bit. But I will tell you, Doris Day, she is the yellow rose popular gal today on The Garden Line, Mike.
Well, we need to say this while we're talking about the Doris Day rose. We're talking about what floribunda roses are, because that's what a Doris Day rose is.
Mm-hmm.
And floribundas are great. If you're going to grow some roses, I always say, if you're new to rose growing, and this really is a topic more for January, but if you're going to grow some roses, don't overdo it. Just grow a few to see if you like it, because they do take more maintenance here in Pensacola than they might in other places. But floribunda roses, like the Doris Day rose, is a great rose. It's a shorter growing rose, a shorter stem, smaller blossoms, and historically it has had fewer fewer disease problems like black spot and mildew that are just kind of traditional with roses. You're going to get them. So floribunda roses, when you're buying roses, mainly in the fall and the winter when we get into rose season, think about a floribunda rose, because they are a little easier to grow and very satisfying, because you'll get a lot of blooms on them.
They're so low maintenance for being a floral plant.
Mm-hmm.
Just owning one myself, and I've had it. She's lasted since 2015. So yeah. I call her she now that I know she's Doris Day.
Yeah, in the rose business, in the rose industry, the knockout rose, of course, has just transformed the entire industry, because, quite frankly, as we just talked about earlier, they on their own, they just bloom and bloom and bloom all summer, and you don't have to do much to them. But still, these traditional roses can be very, very special. And if you go on the internet, even look on Jackson and Perkins on websites, you see what they have and some of their new roses that have been tested and field tested and that type of thing, which should do well. You can plant some very interesting plants, interesting blooms, different colors. And so I recommend some of those in addition to your knockout roses, no doubt about it.
Oh, absolutely. Add lots of color to your yard. Hey, 850-437-1620, The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Do you deadhead or prune plants like agapanthus after they've bloomed?
Great question, because so many of us are dealing with that. The agapanthus, which is, of course, our lily of the Nile, have been so gorgeous this year all over town. I didn't even realize that many people had them, because everywhere I went I could see the blooms. But they've had it now, and it's all over. I recommend to go ahead, go to the bottom of that stalk and just cut it off right there, and that's all you have to do. The plant itself is, with those nice strap leaves on them, nice green leaves, is a wonderful landscape plant that's going to look good all year. I think you'll enjoy it. So I would not do anything except snip off that agapanthus bloom. And, you know, and while we're talking about snipping off blooms, Jenna, don't forget about your crepe myrtles. As your crepe myrtles bloom, and I'll tell you right now, they are spectacular all over town right now, but those blooms are going kind of wilt away and kind of be not as pretty as they are now. Don't forget, you can get your clippers and go right behind that bloom and snip it off. And in many ways, as we get into the latter part of summer and early fall, you'll get more blooms come on if you snip right behind that spent bloom. So that's the nice thing about crepe myrtles. And then, of course, those blooms will go away. The plant will go dormant, and we'll prune it back in February and start all over again.
Start all over.
Absolutely.
The circle of life.
Very good. Absolutely.
850-437-1620. You're listening to The Garden Line. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. Our gardening expert, Mike Wiggins, is here to answer all your questions. You can also call 437-1620. Here is a question coming in. What is the best way to treat for spurs?
Spurs, absolutely. Burrweed, that type of thing. Yep. It's tough, I'll tell you right now. Here's what I would recommend. If that weed is in your lawn right now, there's really, in my opinion, not much one can do about it other than pull it. But be ready in the fall to put out a pre-emergence herbicide. Be ready to put it out again in February of next year. And hopefully, as you get into 2022, your problem will be lessened. It's a tough weed to control. A lot of your broadleaf weed killers aren't that effective on it, and you surely can't use them right now because it's so hot.
Okay,
it won't work. You start putting an herbicide, a weed killer, on your lawn right now, in my opinion, you can have some problems. There are a few pre-emergents you can put out. Some people put out Dimension. But I don't think that's going to have any effect on that burrweed. You may have to live with it till the fall and then start using your pre-emergence. Pre-emergence, of course, is different from post-emergence. Post-emergence kills the weeds that's there, one that's looking at you. And, of course, the pre-emergence keeps the weeds from germinating and coming back. So those pre-emergence are very important. And, unfortunately, you need to put those pre-emergence out when you're really not thinking much about it. I mean, the late fall, it's football season, it's getting cooler.
Yeah.
You say, the lawn's going to go dormant. I'm not going to mess with it. But that's when you need to do it. And then, of course, the most important time, in my opinion, for a good pre-emergence is mid to late February, which generally is kind of cold and wet. And you say, it really isn't the time to do anything in the lawn, but it is.
Okay.
That's the time to put that pre-emergence on.
Okay.
And that will help your burrweed. But that's a tough one. Those stickers and burrweeds are
when you
very
cut it,
tough.
Too, doesn't it just like go everywhere? Because you're like out there trying to keep your lawn from overgrowing, and then you cut it and you're just spreading it everywhere.
Right. But what you don't want to do, of course, especially this time of year, because you may want to cut it so it's not a nuisance, is scalp that lawn. That is the absolute worst thing you could do for your lawn right now with all this heat. You just don't want to do it. Mow it high. You know our old rule here on the Garden Line, St. Augustine 4 inches, centipede 3, zoysia, Bermuda 2, 2.5, that type of thing. But you just don't want to scalp it. That can be major problems long term. It looks good. It looks great when you scalp it, but it kind of opens it up. The weed problem
can
be worse.
Will it start to burn off
bit? Well, yeah, and what'll happen, you'll open up those grasses, of course, that have stolons, like St. Augustine and centipede. It'll kind of open it up so you have more weeds that can come up, and it just kind of traumatizes the grass. You want as much of that blade up as you can. Now, you don't want it to get so high that it's over 4 inches. And if you go on vacation and you come back and it's really high, you may have to make two passes on your lawn, because the old rule of thumb, you can't always do this because of, you know, how life is. You're on vacation, you've been gone for 2 to 3 weeks, but never cut off more than a third of a blade of grass at a time.
Okay.
That's kind of the rule of thumb.
Very good. 850-437-1620. So would October be a great time for pre-emergence, or should you wait? Is it still too hot in the October month?
Well, generally, if you go by the books, mid-November is really a great time
November
to do it.
I love November here.
Oh, I do too.
Man.
But if you have had a horrible problem, you could probably go ahead and start doing it in October. It wouldn't hurt anything.
Okay.
And Dimension's a good one to use.
Very good.
Yeah. Atrazine is another one that has been used over the years. Read the label on it to be sure. Be sure that any weed killer you use on your yard is labeled for the type of grass that you've got. That is so important, because some of these weed killers, especially some of the liquids, are very strong.
Sure.
And they just aren't. They'll say, oh, you can use it on Centipede, but you can't use it on St. Augustine, or you can't use it on either one of them, but you could use it on Bermuda and Zoysia. That's when it comes to, as before you buy it, stand in the store and read that label. Read it top to bottom.
Okay.
Because you've got to be careful. You don't want, we've all put too much money and time in our lawns, and right. The last thing we want to do is burn it up. It's just
something
we don't want to do.
Absolutely. Hey, is it okay to spray a copper-based solution for fungicide on my St. Augustine so late in the season? And also, should I apply lime to my St. Augustine that grows underneath oak trees to help it grow better?
Yeah, the copper spray, I generally relate that more to shrubs and trees and that type of thing. I would buy a lawn fungicide. One of the older ones is Daconil, that type of thing. But I looked the other day. Matter of fact, I was in one of your garden centers and looked at what the fungicides were available, and there are a lot of them that you can use. You've got to spray one time, and you got to come back and spray it again, generally in 10 days to 2 weeks. Do the old trick like this. If you've got a fungus in your yard, and you can, that's usually manifests itself by a circle. We've talked about that. Remember, it's a circle. It's got the green grass kind of stays in the middle. They call that the donut effect. And it's got this bronze circle.
Yes.
The perimeter of the circle. Okay. What you need to do is spray it, and then get you a pencil or a stick or some kind of marker and put it right on the edge of where that circle is between the grass that's affected and your good grass, and spray it. If that discoloration doesn't go any further than that marker you've put in the grass, you've got it, probably you stopped it. That's good. It's grass is going to have to recover. But if that discoloration has passed your marker, spray it again. Put a new marker in. If it continues to grow, spray it again. But you've got to kind of know where you sit insofar as controlling it. No sense spraying it three or four times if you don't need to. That's how I would handle that. Now, what was the last question about lime?
Lime.
Okay, great question.
Under the tree.
Great question. Under the tree. Good question. Two ways to approach that. One, if you want to get a soil test, take it to Carol, our friend Carol Lord, out at the County Extension Service. She'll tell you how to do all of that, and it'll tell you what the pH of your soil is, and look at that, bounce that against the type of grass you've got. Centipede, generally you don't want any lime. St. Augustine, you do. If you don't want to go to all that trouble, I recommend every 2 years putting an application of lime on your St. Augustine at about 40 pounds per 1,000 square feet. That's kind of heavy, but that's a good general application. So, yes, I would consider doing lime if you haven't done it in the last couple of years. When do you do it? I could do it. You do it right now would be just fine, and water it in. The rule of thumb there is don't put fertilizer and lime within 2 weeks of each other.
Okay.
No matter
good.
When. No matter when you do it. Don't put... give it a couple of weeks between applications.
Okay. We got to take a quick break. We're just having too much fun. I'm running out of time over here. So we'll be right back on the Garden Line.
The Peedmore Import Summer Sale is kicking off this month with factory fresh inventory arriving daily. That means Peedmore Imports has the Volkswagen sedan or SUV ready to take off into summer. Plan your road trip with a 2021 Jetta S. This sporty four-door sedan is on sale from $20,490. For more room and more VW, it's the 2021 Tiguan S, on sale from $26,490. And the biggest SUV of them all, the 2021 1.5 Atlas SE from $39,990. But the biggest splash being made this summer is the 2022 Volkswagen Taos. It's the newest SUV from VW, and Peedmore Imports has the Taos S on sale from $23,490. It's time to get back on the road today in the Volkswagen you've been waiting for from Peedmore Imports in Pensacola. They're not in Carr City, but on New Warrington Road, just 3 miles north of NAS Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees. See dealer. Tampa for details.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
For many men, divorce brings a bewildering sense of loss. You feel adrift, isolated, like you're the only person in the world. But the good news is, you're not alone. Cordell and Cordell can help guide you through all aspects of divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell and Cordell's Jacksonville area attorneys. Call 833-MEN-LAW-1. Offices in Jacksonville and by appointment only in Ponte Vedra Beach. Lisa Cargis, Florida resident partner. Joseph Cordell, licensed in Missouri and Illinois only. CordellCordell.com.
Hurricane season is underway, and forecasters are predicting another above-normal year for storms. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 will be here for you with up-to-the-minute weather, traffic, and news information. We'll preempt normal programming whenever we need to. And when the storm comes, you can count on Fraser Property and Adjusters to help you settle your claim on the storm damage you experience. Check them out at FraserAdjusters.com. That's Fraser Adjusters at FraserAdjusters.com.
Join the more than 16,000 people who follow News Radio 92.3 on Facebook for the breaking news and information you need. You can count on us because we're local and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money Talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We're back here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Mike, we're now getting busy towards the end of our show, yeah. So let's try to get some of these questions in. We have our first caller on the phone. Who are we talking to today on the Garden Line? Good morning.
Is this me?
Yes,
this
it's
is you.
You.
Yes. Good morning.
Did you have a question for Mike?
I do. Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am. We are talking to you. Thank you for calling. We appreciate
all right. I heard you say how to cut your agapanthus.
Yes.
What about your hydrangeas?
Okay, that's a little different. I'm glad you asked that question. That's a little different. On the hydrangeas, once again, you really want to come right behind the bloom, and you don't want to prune your hydrangeas, even though they may get a little ratty and a little leggy, if you will, because they're going to bloom next year on some of this new wood. So you can cut right if you have a hydrangea bloom that has had it. I've got some myself. I need to do the same thing. Come right behind the bloom and snip it off, and that's all you do. Don't do any more pruning than that. That's exactly how to do it. Also, we had a question a minute ago about how far to cut back the crepe myrtle. Mm-hmm. And once again, go right behind the bloom if you want future blooms. Now, a quick qualifier there. If you've got a crepe myrtle that's got some of these long, long tendrils, if you will, that's maybe be the wrong word, that are just kind of unsightly, it doesn't hurt a thing to cut those off. You could cut a whole branch off if you wanted to. It's just going to be less blooms for you. But it's not going to hurt the tree at all. So you can go ahead and do that. But the hydrangea is different. Be careful not to cut it way back because that could inhibit future blooms. So that's how I would handle that.
Excellent. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate that. We've got another caller ringing
real quick,
in.
Real
yes.
quick, before we go there, Jenna, just to clarify about the mm-hmm. lime a minute ago.
Oh, yes.
Okay, just definition of terms here. Use dolomite lime. Go to your garden center and say you want granular dolomite lime. Those are the words you use. There are different types of lime, and the dolomite lime is what one should put on their yard.
Okay, very good. Dolomite. Sounds like a dinosaur. Or that's dynamite. I don't know what I'm saying. Okay, 850-437-1620. Our next caller, good morning. I know we were having trouble hearing you before. Can you hear us here on the Garden Line?
Yeah, this is Dr. Jim.
Is this Doug?
Am I on?
Yes, you are. I am Jenna, and good morning. Who are we talking to today?
Okay. Yeah, I'm a guy that sent you the sickly looking pineapple. But anyway, on to what my problem is. I'm having trouble with a zebra bearded irises. I got one that I sat there and buried too deep in the pot, and I dug it up a little bit, and so now it's showing some life. But the other two don't even show signs, and I use a little melorganite on them too. Don't show any signs of coming out of the bulbs.
Okay.
And it's a hard bulb. Yeah, it's a very hard bulb.
Okay. All right. No, thank you for your question. Hey, hang on to the line. We do have to take a quick break here, and then we're going to answer your question when we come back here on the Garden Line. So don't go anywhere.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Pensacola State College is offering free money. That's right, free money for the fall semester. PSC received federal relief grant dollars for eligible current and future part-time and full-time PSC students to use for tuition, books, housing, utilities, transportation, childcare, food, and much more. This is not a loan. These grant dollars do not have to be repaid. To apply, go to pensacolastate.edu/cares. But hurry, fall classes start August 16th. Pensacola State College. Go here, get there.
Little John's Big and Tall Men's Fashions and Alterations is ready to help you get back to school. Jeans and khakis starting as small as 36 waist. Shorts, tees, athletic wear, dress, or casual shirts and accessories. Little John's has what you need to get ready to hit the books and just in time for tax-free shopping starting July 31st. That's why Little John's Big and Tall was named 2020 Best of the Bay winner. Live big with Little John's Big and Tall. 5700 North Davis Avenue, Pensacola. LittleJohnsBigAndTall.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Yes, this is time for the lightning round. We've got 2 minutes left on the Garden Line. You ready for this, Mike? So
okay,
what's
real
the
quick.
Deal with the bulbs and the iris?
The iris bulb.
Yeah.
I'm not sure quite how to answer the question. A lot of us have planted some of the Louisiana iris, of course, which is the big foliage and has sent out these gorgeous blooms all season. Those have been very successful. This may be a different type of iris. You do plant some iris with bulbs. Now, if the bulb... if it's been planted for a month or so and nothing has happened, I think I'd start all over. I think either the bulb is bad or other conditions have happened there. Hard to say what went wrong there.
Yeah. It happens. That's it. You win some, you lose some. But thank you for tuning into the Garden Line and asking
that
question.
Oh, yeah, great question.
And keep us updated, please. Hey, we're going to take one more call in the last minute. We've got Pete from Gulf Breeze. Good morning, Pete. What's your question for Mike?
Good morning.
Morning, Pete.
How you doing, sir?
Good. Thank you. Yourself?
Is there any... Good. I'm doing like I'm told.
I understand that.
yeah. Is there anything that you can use on a lawn this time of year or weed control?
Okay. That's a great question. I think the overall answer to that is, in my opinion, is no. When it's in the mid-90s and it's dry, or even with the rain, I think, and with the heat, you're maybe asking for trouble. Mm. I would not do it now. I really wouldn't. I would wait till we get a little break in the weather in the fall to do it. There are some products that say, oh, don't worry about it. The temperature doesn't make any difference. I have found over the years that a lot of damage can be done if we start doing a lot of weed control this time of year. So...
okay.
My answer to that is generally no. I wouldn't do anything right now. Let's wait a little later.
Very good. That's some great information to close out the Garden Line. Please tune in next week, 9 a.m. Get those questions in. We'd love to hear from you. Mike will be back.